is truth. Second thing we need to make sure we're establishing, the goal in our lives as we're teaching one another, number one is his worship, who he is. Number two is that final authority, his word. If we as Christians don't have the book as the final authority, we're in trouble. Okay, next slide. We need to establish them. Oops, a couple more verses. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. This one is tough for me. Neither, Job says this, Job 23:12. Neither have I gone back from thy commandments of his lips. I have esteemed the word of his mouth more than my necessary food. I love necessary food. I love three square. Nice big breakfast, men's prayer breakfast next week at the pub. Get a Cameron with scrambled eggs and bacon and orange juice. I esteem God's word more than my necessary food. How many of us eat three meals out of the word of God every day? Now, I'm not saying you have to. Please, don't take this crazy. Well, I eat three times a day from the plate, so I ought to eat. No, what he's saying is, as much as I get that growling in my stomach, and I got to hit the fridge, the hunger is there. I can't stand it. It's eating me alive. I got to grab something to eat. Is that how passionate you and I are about getting in the Word? Is it? Because that's what he's saying. I esteem, I desire God's Word. I hold it up in my life more than I do the food I eat. Woohoo! Talk about having a good goal in your life. Next slide. Establish them in the local church. This is the context of life. We talked about the focus. We're talking about the authority. How do you function as a believer? Now, I know there's teaching about the universal church out there, that there is a body of Christ. But you know what? I challenge somebody to give a tithe to the universal church, or to worship at the universal church, or to attend the universal church. It doesn't exist in that way. God works through a local church. Okay, that's where the people are, the family he's put you in. That's where he uses your talents. That's where he uses your resources. That's where he makes you accountable to other people. Local. Okay, universal is great in the picture of the body of Christ and what God is going to do in eternity, but he has designed the church of Corinth, the church of Galatia, the church of Thessalonica, the church. He has dealt with individual churches locally. Okay, don't ever lose that idea. Okay, here it is. Remember, God has given us three things to help in the living our lives here. The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, and the local church. He uses those three things to help us grow. He's given us that comforter who will remind us of what he has said in his word, and he's given us a family to work it out through, and that's what we've been talking about, leaving a legacy, being spiritual parents and children, uncles and aunts, right? People have got to understand this. There are Christians out there that we may know, and maybe you, who have not established the importance of a local church family to work through. Next slide. The local church is where you, number one, fit into the structure for proper growth. You're going to start out. Remember we talked about you. There are babes and little children and young men and fathers and elders and aged all up through the scriptures, and how you grow in the Lord and how God adds to your faith and all these things that you develop through God's church. Okay, it's where you fit into the structure. Number two, it's where you fellowship with other believers. Okay, not only do you fit into the structure that God has designed, okay, just like you come home from the hospital with mommy and daddy and your sisters and brothers to fit into the structure, now you fit in with all those people and you begin to fellowship. Okay, number three, it is where you find accountability through submitting to God's family. Tough thing, submission. But God designed it purposefully. Joyce said it earlier today when we were talking about prayer requests. That there are some times that we have brothers and sisters that we consider close to us, like Marion, and they're not only there to help us and listen, but they're also there to sometimes give us the push that we need when we need it.
She does.
Amen. That's good. Well, and we're going to look at that in a minute. Keep going. All right. Ephesians, he gave some apostles and some prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers for the... Why did he give them? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, the body of Christ, each individual church is that. I love this verse. I can't be like Christ alone. I can't. There is no way that I can be a true example of Christ. But if you and I and you and you and you and you and we all are doing exactly what God asks us to do, and he takes all of our gifts and melds them together, there's an opportunity that we can measure up to the stature of Christ. Because his body, I'm not his body. You're not his body. We. Okay, there's that other verse we talk about that through the joints that hold all the members together is where the strength is. Okay, next verse is that exact one. For whom the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted, how? By that which every joint supplieth. It's not each part, it's the parts that connect the parts. Okay? According to the effectual working, the measure of every part, make an increase of the body to the edifying of itself in love. You and I, the importance of God's local body is because together we can be so much more effective for God than apart. The joints, those things that hold the parts together, are where we get the strength. Amen? Next slide. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints, and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and the prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all fit are, in whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom also ye are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. God takes us together and makes us into his house, his building. We are fitly framed. He's joining us. Don't ever underestimate and instruct people. It's very difficult to function in a Christian life by yourself. He has designed a local church for every believer to be plugged into. Next slide. Number four. This is the last one for today. To establish them in the work of the ministry. This is the purpose. We talked about the focus. We talked about the authority. We talked about the context. You know, that word it may be a little confusing. Context is how something fits in. You know, if you're going to see something in its context, you look on how it fits in with the whole paragraph, right? That's what we're talking about with the church. You want to know what your context in serving God is. You do that by fitting into his church. Okay, and then this one is the purpose of our lives. And guys, remember, there is a mission. Okay, the mission is going out there and seeing people grow. The verses here, every man that receiveth the gift, even so minister the same one to another, as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. You know what that says? Now, this is hard, because I know this doesn't even happen with all Christians in churches. It says, as you've received things from God through God's church, you should be taking those things and giving them to others. There are no bench warmers in Christianity. I like to say that's how it is, but that's not reality. Okay, the Red Sox, we'll watch them play right now. And there's nine guys on the field, a bunch of other guys batting, and thousands of people sitting in the seats watching. That is not God's family. God right here in this verse says, every man hath received a gift, let him minister to others. If you've received something from God, your job is to take it and give it to others. There ain't nobody who's sitting on the bench. Okay? Even so ye, for as much as ye are zealous for spiritual gifts, seek that ye may excel in edifying the church. If God's given you a gift, any gift, whatever it is, God wants you to be using it for edifying. You don't sit back. What a good day it was in his house today. The music was good. The preaching was reasonable. No spectators, guys. We are all supposed to be plugged into the work of the ministry. Well, I don't know where I fit. I'm not sure where you fit either, but get up and let's start finding out. Maybe there's something we're not even doing as a ministry yet that you're going to do. Well, Pastor, how about we do this? Good, how about we do it? Let's give it a shot. All right, next slide. Let us consider one another to provoke one another unto love and to good works. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. This verse irritates so many people. They like to separate these two verses. People don't want to talk about forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, meaning if church is happening, you ought to be in church, right? Do not forsake the opportunity to get together with God's people. But in the context where it fits right into provoking one another unto love and to good works. So if you're not in church and somebody calls you on the phone and says, missed you yesterday at church, don't get upset with them. They're doing their job. Because we're supposed to cattle prod each other into doing the things that are right. That word provoke, if you look it up, that what it means, it means to goad someone. It means to be a little poke to help them to do what they ought to be doing. So if you haven't seen anybody for a little while, if they're forsaking the assembling of themselves together, maybe we need to poke them a little. Yes? Everybody, look, like I told you, people don't like this verse. None of you are even looking at me. Amen. Next slide. Oh, well, that bottom one. Iron sharpeneth iron. We talk about that all the time. So a man sharpened the countenance of our friend, of a friend. Not only do we need to be completely established that God is everything. He is the highest, and my entire life is going to reflect that. And his word, he exalts even above his name, and that needs to be a part of my life. The local church, I've got to plug into his family where he's set up a place for me to grow and to become everything he wants me to be. And then once I'm there, I need to plug into ministering. Okay? Ministry involves two things, guys. Remember? Word of God and the souls of men. Now, the again, I've said this before, and I don't mean to demean this at all, but there is no vacuum cleaning ministry. Okay? There's not a raking ministry. Those are services. Those are ways we can serve in God's church. But ministering is you taking the word of God and sharing it with another person. Okay? I'm just trying to qualify this. And a lot of churches just throw that word ministry around a lot. Okay? We have the painting ministry. Well, if you're doing it in front of a bunch of people and sharing the word of God while you're painting, that's fine. But if you're just putting paint on the men's bathroom and it's just you, then it ain't a ministry. Ministry is taking the word of God and sharing it. We're supposed to establish every one of us. So how many of us are supposed to be teaching the word of God? Aha, all of us. That's the point. All right. Go on, next slide. These are the goals that we want to see in the life of every believer. As we are discipling others, have a plan to help them establish these important foundations in their life. With that in mind, are these an important part of your life? No, it's tough, and you hear it now and then. Well, I don't really know how to bake a pie. My mom never showed me. And that's not a bad thing. You can't show them everything. But if you are not having these four things as an important part of your life, how are you going to show somebody else who's a Christian that they ought to be important parts of their life? So I got to ask you today, are you established in the worship of God? Is he your all and you'll do everything for him? Is this your final authority? Are you established in his word? Are you established in this local church? Now, we're here this morning, so that probably is a big yes. And then are you established in ministry? Because you know what? We don't want to have people training up that are just going to sit back and twiddle thumb. We want to have people that as we're teaching them how to be good Christians, they're ready to teach somebody else because that's our job. Every one of us needs to be teachers. The Great Commission going into all the world is for every believer. Oh, 5 minutes over, but I wanted to make sure that as we see in the Lord Jesus Christ's life, before he left, those disciples to do the work that he himself was passing on to them, he set some ground rules and set some real important truths to establish in their lives, and they're the same ones that's been passed on to us. So as we're dealing with one another and other Christians we know, let's make sure that these things are foundations in their lives as well. All right, where is he? I'm going to do the trifecta. Jake's got to have the hat trick today. He prayed to open us. He prayed for the offering. Jake, why don't you pray to close us too? Amen. Go out this week and tell somebody about Jesus. Amen.